Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Self is Necessary. Exploring and taking care of self is critical if you want to tap into all of your creative powers and manifest that life you were meant to experience today. You're here with me, Mary Kay Weinhagen, and Delray Jean Vance of the Life Learning Center of Self. Delray is the visionary owner of Life Learning Center of Self. She's a life strategist and an open channel who works with mind, body, and spirit. Delray really does excel at taking you on a journey to your true self, and she does this of taking you through your stories to see where you broke from the truth. We're delighted you joined us today. If you're on the web with us, feel free to type a message into the chat box, and if you're on the phone with us, you can raise your hand to speak with Delray by pressing the number 1. On Twitter and Facebook, we use the hashtag #SIN. You can listen and talk live with Delray every Wednesday at noon Central Time by going to blogtalkradio.com/selfisnecessary. And please feel free to go over to Delray's blog, goldenwordsofself.com. And, you know, read some posts, go into the archives, check things out, leave a comment, ask questions. Delray will interact with you there. And do I still have you with me, Delray?
I am still here. Hi.
Hey, hi. How are you this fine day?
It's a beautiful sunshiny day. It's kind of, we had 69 degrees on Monday, and today we're at like 37. So it's gorgeous and freezing. And you know how disappointed you get when it's such a beautiful day one day of the week and the next day it's cold.
I know. Mother Nature is such a tease.
I know. She's in charge. That's what she's telling us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you just dig out the shorts. Because, you know, I saw a lot of people smoking over the weekend. And then the temps dropped here, too. So now, you know, there are the diehards who are still, it's 32. Water freezes at 32. And I saw somebody walking along the road with shorts on.
They're actually talking snow on Saturday here. So, you know.
Oh, I haven't even looked into our forecast that far to see. But it wouldn't shock me. It is March. We've gotten some pretty big snowfalls in March. I know it doesn't stick around, but still.
We can still get dumped on.
I know. And this is fun because, you know, it's kind of in line with what we always are talking about. But
yeah.
We let outside conditions dictate our happiness. We're setting ourselves up for a big fall. And, you know,
yes.
The weather is a simple thing to point to because, you know, I'm as vulnerable as the next guy. I love a warm, sunny day. And I got to admit, there are days I get grumbly when it gets all cold and I've got to have layers on and I feel like a toddler in a snowsuit and I can't move because I have so many layers. But you still know it's my job to go within and not expect those conditions outside of me to be something different.
Yeah.
And so I know you've been talking in your blog in the last week or two about the importance of doing things that make your heart sing and not expecting you can control the conditions around you and that's going to make you happy, not expecting you got to put your happiness on hold because something came up. I mean, the very possibility that we can have it all the time, I think a lot of people laughed in my face. But, you know, it really is coming from that internal place of us and our choices. And what would you say it all depends on what we're focused on?
Very much so. And, you know, even as I am blogging this, each and every day I learn more and more about these very things. And just before the show, we were talking about how I felt like I'd let myself down just yesterday because I didn't stand up for the value of me. And by standing up for the value of me, I'm acknowledging that I love myself and I get to be and I get to have this say and I get to have this kind of a walk. Even though I feel like I left myself down a little bit because I didn't stand in the whole truth of that, I still made the choice, okay, I'm going to have the universe bring this around for me. because as I learn more about what it is to stand in my very own value, to allow myself to have that fun, that love, no matter what's going on, I consciously made the choice I wasn't going to make the day worse, if you know what I mean. I wasn't going to blame someone else because I didn't have the courage and the whole courage to stand in my truth, in my value, in a way that could be expressed and heard. That's, again, where we talk about you have to stand in your own accountability. Because I could blame another person. It'd be easy enough to say, well, if it wasn't for this, and I can't choose for another person. But I have the right to stand up for myself, and I have the right to say, this isn't okay. We've had discussions about this. This is being repeated. This is becoming a habit. This has to change. If it can't change, then we've got to make different choices for ourselves. And that's where we get ourselves stuck. Mary Kay, we get ourselves stuck in the fact that, okay, this is looking like we're going to have to make a choice, and it looks like the choice is something we don't really want to do.
Right.
So then we have to question ourselves. But then we have to question ourselves, is it a true life value? Is it really what we're claiming it is? And if we come back to the place where it is, then we really have to look at, let's talk about it now, meaning yourself, within yourself, in your journaling, in that contemplative state where your mind is speaking to yourself, to build the courage, to build the understanding, to build the knowing, the words to use, that you are standing in the truth for self and with love. Because when you're standing in truth and in love, no one can come at you and say, nope, you're wrong. So if you feel a wobble when you're trying to stand up for yourself, when you're trying to really be and have and love the way you want to, you will not have those wobbles. Those people will understand. Their choices will again be their accountability. But you know, okay, do you understand what I'm saying? And even though it feels like it's one of those life or death choices, you're going to find out more and more often that just because you're standing in the truth is going to allow that other God person who is wobbling in their truths, in their, what they're calling, feel goods. Because, you know, before we really are on the right side of what our heart is and what our heart is telling us, sometimes feel goods really aren't feel goods. And we really have to look at what happens in the scenario that we're claiming we want to have that's going to make us happy. Was it effortless? Was there hiccups? Was there things that seemed to get in the way? Did you yourself have to make more steps and try to figure out and have more? Did you feel like you were losing control? Because if those were the things that were happening in what you're claiming is your feel good, then you're not standing in universal truth. And that's another way of seeing how to maintain your value as you're describing or being the contrast to another God being that you're interacting with. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. So you're talking about how we try to convince ourselves that something feels good, but we really need to get to the truth. And does it really feel good? And you're suggesting that often what we're claiming feels good didn't feel good. It wasn't truly
for that particular moment. See, okay. And this is where a lot of us get lost, because it isn't about the everyday. It isn't about this is going to be written in stone. But in that moment, in that experience, you have to look at, were you standing in the truth? Did you take each physical step when it was supposed to be taken so that you're standing in the truth? How often do we put things off? How often do we say, I don't want to do that? But then a shortcut seems to come to us, and we're saying, oh, that really feels good. But then you see all these hits and misses along the way in that shortcut. That's telling you it wasn't a shortcut. You weren't standing in the truth. You forced your way in. Now, if you would have, say, a couple of weeks back, taken the steps that you didn't want to take, you would have seen that this moment would have worked out differently. But because we don't want to create waves, because we don't want to look at what scares us the most, we don't necessarily follow through for ourselves when we should. Am I getting too far off track here?
No. I think this is really good. I think it's, it all sounds like it's speaking to living more purpose, more on purpose, and quit being so,
you know, this planet, this wonderful Earth is, she's so hypnotic in a way that we believe that our everyday life has so much weight, and it says so much about us.
Yes.
And yet, just earlier, and yet, if that's the case, how come we're not making each and every choice from our soul level? How come we're not putting our soul on the line and saying, if I do this right now, am I supporting my soul growth? Because she is so hypnotic that we can believe we are. And unless we put our soul on that scale with each and every choice that we make, even if it is going down to the mailbox, even if it is not going to the grocery store right now because, gosh, I just don't want to get off the couch, I'm lazy. And then because you didn't, something comes up during that day because of other God beings who are not putting their souls on the scale. You find out you have absolutely no food in the house for you the next day because chaos happened and you didn't get to go grocery shopping. And now you can't go grocery shopping. Because this day that you are walking to is full. These are the things that I'm saying. And we take them too lightly because of the illusion, the hypnotic space of we have to take everything so seriously in that moment instead of looking, but if I would have made this choice here, the value that that little voice was saying, go grocery shopping now. Don't put it off. Go do it now.
Right.
Those scariest things that we know that we should be doing, don't put them off. When you put them off, you're putting way more than you can ever, ever hope to catch up on. Especially, if you're asking, especially if you're asking other people to wait for you. If you're asking other people to wait for you because you want to walk with them, and then you don't take the steps to support them waiting for you, wow. That's not cool, huh?
No, not at all. And how often do we all do it? I loved your example of something as simple as going to the grocery store or stopping at the mailbox right now. Or, you know,
those
everyday mundane tasks. We have choice around those. And
we do have choices around those.
And so,
But it's those lack of paying attention to those choices that deaden us to the recognition of, I know that this choice here, I know that this step that I have to take, it's one that I'm feeling uncomfortable taking. But if I don't take it, what am I backing up behind me? And we do affect others. We have to understand, we do affect other people when we are not making the choices that we're setting up for ourselves in the universe to have come to us. And that's where we do have to take our accountability. Those God beings have choices as well to say, nope, not going to play here anymore. And that seems very radical. And that's what we're not used to. We're not used to being radical with ourselves and going, no, I'm not going to play here anymore. and having other people look at you like, what are you talking about? You're going to throw this whole thing away? But excuse me, they didn't take their, when it came to their opportunity, did they take it seriously? Why should I put more seriousness into it? Why should I put more value into the interaction if the other person keeps dropping the ball?
Right.
And then we just have to learn how to share that with someone else so that they see it isn't about the fact that they, this other person does get to not take those choices, but they're no longer going to play with me taking those choices. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I do see the difference. And I also see this becomes one of those places, I think, where people hear themselves. You know, they'll have this scary thought that if I don't do this, then the other the other person's timing, I'll lose the other person.
It's not about the other person's timing. What we do have to recognize is that, you know, number one, when you're choosing to play with more than one God being in any scenario, you're coming together as a whole, and you have to recognize, how come you're laughing?
Because it's human beings and the whole idea of coming together with other beings.
Oh.
I'm
own little world here. Did I say something that was funny? You know.
No.
But when you come together in a group and you're making a conscious choice as the group, you know, husband and wife, girlfriends and boyfriends, you children, you know, schools, when you're coming together, our governments, when we're coming together and we're saying, okay, we're going to play under these rules. And, okay, so you're saying, okay, I'm going to play here. But then when the opportunities come, when your information comes at you and you are being told, and maybe not even in just one direction, but being told in many directions, this is the way that you should go if you're going to play this game. When you resist that, that's what puts opposition into the whole works. And you don't realize as an individual, yes, you get to make the choice. But then you have to look to, okay, do I still want to play with this organization or this group of people? Do I still want to have that kind of relationship where I do have to discuss my choices and how that may impact the other person? So they have their freedom and their right to say, I want to play this round. But it's in that place where people, they don't want to play by themselves. They don't want to play by the rules that they themselves help set up, but they don't recognize, but then you're setting up those people that you've asked to play with you in a certain way because they're playing by a certain rule. And are you aware? And that's where the people who see that, the spiral is happening, that's where it becomes their accountability to become the contrast of the person who isn't able to take the step like they're being asked to take. We have to come to a place where we recognize we asked to learn how to take those steps. That's why we're the one in the position taking the step. Mm-hmm. We've asked those other people to hold the perimeter. And so it's a very delicate dance in the people who are holding the perimeter, that they have the courage and the strength to always maintain the integrity of the perimeter, as the person who's making the steps has to have the integrity to take the steps. Right.
Sure.
So that's where it becomes, and this is where it's kind of gotten lost, and we kind of think that there's that obligation. There isn't an obligation. You can change your mind at any time, but you've got to be truthful to the other people because they have to have a right to make the choices of whether they're going to maintain the relationship, that interaction of being contrast, because it's just as difficult to be the person who's holding the perimeter as it is the person who's taking the physical step. And it's a wonderful balance. and a wonderful dance when everybody's willing to play and continue the walk that they've asked for. The kink comes in when everybody forgets exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. And then they want to blame the person who's holding the parameter, you know, the one who's going to be contrast, as well as the one who's taking the steps forgets, but I said I was going to do this, and I wanted to do it for me. I didn't come into this game to do it for someone else. And this is why it's so very important for each and every one of us to constantly, constantly contemplate when we're making choices, when we're asking to play with other God beings, that we're all on the same page and that we continue to communicate each and every day, each and every moment. Because choices are being brought to us as mundane as going to the mailbox or not going to the grocery store that day, but you don't know how. It's aquatic physics. We bounce into one another. We can't envelope another cell. We cannot go inside of another cell, but we can push the cell out of its way where it's supposed to be. And that's where the importance is, that each and every one of us understands the job that we have when we are standing in our value. And this is where it becomes seamless, is when each one of us stands in our value and our love of self at 100%. Because then each one knows what their heart is. Each one will not say they can play in a place that they can't maintain and hold. When they do fall down, they're going to go, I didn't hold my spot there very well, and I'm so, so sorry. This is what I've become aware of. How can we make this work more smoothly? How can we prevent this from happening between us again?
Sure.
As a religion, as a government, as, you know, a group of people who get together, as a partnership, whether it be 100 people or 2 people. And it really is learning how to love self to that degree that we know where our strengths are and we speak our strengths. And that when we ask for help to help support our weakness, that we ourselves then take those hard steps at that time. Even if it means, will you hold my hand? You know,
okay, sure.
I did go to the restaurant by myself. And I took Leah. And I parked the car where I could see my car and Leah. And yes, it was Chipotle's. And that's a sort of fast food. But I went inside.
Good for you.
And I sat down. I didn't feel comfortable for very long. I sat there for 10 minutes and I took most of my dinner home. But it was my first step. So I didn't make myself feel bad because I got up in 10 minutes and left. I went, oh, you did it for the first time. Guess what? World didn't stop.
Right.
Nobody knew, and I was very conscious. Nobody paid any attention to the fact that I was sitting by myself. Did people look at me? Yeah. Some of them smiled. Some of them had their heads down. You know what I'm saying? The world went on. But I have a conscious choice that I made. I felt it through. I didn't let myself down. And it wasn't something that I had with anyone else, you know, so I didn't have anybody else on the line. It was just something that Del Rey's learning about Del Rey. But I was willing to put myself out there. I was willing to feel foolish. I was willing to look at that and go, okay, why have you told yourself that's so hard? Because that's all we're doing, is we're telling ourselves it's too hard to do. We're telling ourselves, I'm scared. What if it doesn't go the way I want it to go? Okay, so what if? Put on the other side, what is the worst what if that can happen?
Yes.
Prepare yourself. I'm not saying be a doomsdayer, but I am saying get yourself used to what would you do in the worst case scenario. Prepare yourself for that worst case scenario. Prepare yourself for the best scenario, so that you're ready at the moment that it happens. That's how we love ourselves.
Well, then you don't.
Go ahead.
You remove that fear of being caught off guard because you've already contemplated this. You've already prepared yourself. I mean, that's not to say something has come in that you didn't expect, but it will be somewhere on that scale of best case, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And that's how we can be in charge. I mean, we just get to be in charge of ourselves and our choices.
Yeah.
And do you find so often, like I do, that when I really contemplate and I look at it, I realize the thing that I'm scared of is because I've got a story that has really very little substance to it. I've got a story going about what it means, or judgments going about what it means to do this thing. You know,
I agree with you. I think it has more to do with our thoughts about what could happen versus what's really happened in our lives.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so
like, I mean,
when you use
really
the judgment, it's more that we have a judgment and we're not looking at where we picked up the judgment, because it's really a thought, you know, because I can look back and go, okay, so I've never gone into a big restaurant and ate by myself. But lots of people do it. And I have gone to places where people would go, how did you do that? And it was nothing for me. So it's learning to put all of those things on the scale for yourself time and time again.
Sure.
Because that's what lets you your freedom come through. It really does. And if you can remind yourself, the only reason I'm not moving forward is because I have a judgment. I have a fear here somewhere. Really, what is the worst case scenario? What is the worst thing that can happen to me? And try not to put on there, I did it wrong.
Yeah.
You don't do things wrong. You're making choices. You're having a physical experience. Off of that physical experience, you're making another choice. You cannot know exactly what you're going to do until you allow yourself a physical experience. You just can't.
Right.
You have to have the physical experience. In the physical experience, you then break it down and go, so, how do you feel about what went on? How do you feel about how you went forward? Are you feeling good about that? You hear me say that. I kind of let myself down this time.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I feel I've done something wrong. Could have had a better understanding about it before I walked into it. So I just didn't take the time to break down what my true need was yet. And the more each and every one of us takes the accountability of being there, that's really what's going to set you free, stand in your values, learn how to love yourself, know that you're making choices for yourself.
Great, because that then answers the question I was going to ask about how do you not drag, you get disappointed, you reflect back on the choice you made, you realize it didn't feel good. I think too often we just then do the knee-jerk response of going, I'm never doing that again.
Right.
But that's not the point, because in that moment, it doesn't mean you can't make that choice. You just didn't make it in the full truth that time.
Exactly. And you will, eventually get to the place where you'll go, well, I got that much of it understood.
Sure.
You know, and there is a universal law called the law of grace, but the law of grace only is in effect for us when we're consciously, truly, like we were just discussing, you take a physical step, you experience a physical step, and then you take the time to break that physical step down where your truth is, where the accountabilities really lie. If you are saying they lie with someone else, you're not standing in the truth. You're simply
right.
Not. You made a physical choice to participate consciously. When you participated, and that means if you put something off and got on the wrong bus and ended up getting mugged, you made the choice not to follow through when your little voice said, go do this now. So you missed your regular bus. You get what I'm saying? We can't
blame. Oh, I love it.
We can't blame others. I think
that is a wonderful note. We are at our time. That's a wonderful note to leave us on, though. You really can't blame others. That's very empowering because you're at choice. Thank you so much. I will talk to you later today because I'll see you later today.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
So come back to you next Wednesday. Come back and listen to Self is Necessary. And feel free to interact over at Del Rey's blog, GoldenWordsOfSelf.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.